This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tom McNeil. Former U.S. President Donald Trump's acquittal at his second impeachment trial may not be the final word on whether he is to blame for the deadly Capitol riot on January 6th. AP correspondent Ben Thomas explains.
After voting not guilty Saturday night, Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell told the Senate,
"Didn't get away with anything yet,"
suggesting Trump could face legal consequences for inciting last month's insurrection at the Capitol. Democratic Senator Chris Coons tells ABC's This Week,
"I think there's grounds for further proceedings, both civil and criminal."
Trump is now a private citizen stripped of the protection from legal liability that the presidency gave him, and the insurrection is just one of the legal cases shadowing him. Trump also faces legal exposure in Georgia over an alleged pressure campaign on state election officials, and in Manhattan over hush money payments and business deals. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Myanmar's military leaders extended their detention of the post's leader Aung San Suu Kyi, whose remand was set to expire Monday and whose freedom is a key to demand of the crowds of people continuing to protest this month's military coup. A lawyer for Suu Kyi said that she will now be remanded until February 17th. Its extended detention is likely to further inflame tensions between the military, which seized power on February 1st during the coup, and the protesters who have taken to the streets of cities across the Southeast Asian nation seeking the return of the government they elected. Protesters continued to gather across Myanmar on Monday, following a night in which authorities cut the country's internet access and increased the security presence in major cities. Again, Myanmar's military leaders extending their detention of Aung San Suu Kyi until the 17th. This is